welcome to Scale Your Business Radio with your hosts, David Finkel and Jeff Hoffman.
Welcome to Scale Your Business Radio. I'm your host, David Finkel. And in this particular podcast, I want to talk about something that is so important. I want to give you an idea about how you can effectively scale your company and deal with what is one of the subtlest yet strongest limiting factors, the things that holds companies back from truly becoming owner independent. And as I share, I'm going to start off with a story. So I remember for years prior to having kids, my dad and my younger brother and I would take these summer trips each year, and we would do all kinds of fun stuff. And later on, they became to trips that were not just during the summertime. So here I was in my mid, late 20s, early 30s, again, before children, and myself and my younger brother Alex and my dad would do all kinds of adventures. We'd go camping in Alaska and river rafting and other trips that we would do. Well, one year we decided to do a river raft trip, and it was one of those kind of more luxury trips. My dad wanted to do that way. I'll see how I feel. At the time, he was probably in his early 60s, and I can understand that. Camping out on the side of a river probably was less appealing when you're in your 60s and 70s than it would be for Alex and I in our late 20s, or in Alex's case, in his late teens. And so there we were doing this trip, and it was done with a company called Lindblad Expeditions. It was a really high-end trip, and expensive. My dad had paid for him and Alex, I paid for myself, and there we were on this trip. And as we were going through, I met another couple that was on the trip. His name was Roy. Roy and his wife were there, and I really struck it off with Roy. He was just a nice man. He was probably mid-70s going on this river rafting trip. And as I started talking and asking him about his background, I learned that Roy was one of the most successful property developers in San Francisco, California. A gentleman who, over a 50-year working career, had extraordinary success building a portfolio of commercial real estate and apartment buildings, and he had done it in a great way. And at the time, I was actually quite interested in real estate. I still do real estate now, but mostly on the commercial side, and just as a side thing for some of the investments that I do. But back then, that was one of the things that I found really compelling. So I kept picking his brain. Roy, how did you do this? And Roy, how did you deal with that? And along the way, he said something that really stayed with me. He said, David, there's one thing that more than anything else made the biggest difference for me in terms of scaling my real estate investment firm. I said, well, Roy, you've got my attention. What was that one thing? And he said, David, it's this trip. I said, Roy, what are you talking about, this trip? And he said, it's this trip. He said, you figure it out. And for that 10-day trip, I kept coming back and saying, Roy, what in the world did you mean that this trip was a secret for how you scaled to this massively successful commercial real estate firm in San Francisco as a developer there? What are you talking about? And he kept kind of giving me a little bit of a tease around that part. Finally, at the end there, he said, David, do you realize that most business owners cast a mighty big shadow inside their companies? Matter of fact, I see it all the time with my peers. They never leave the business. They're always there. And what happens is they create a certain cult of personality where everything revolves back to them. They might have great and competent people, but those people have been trained by the system and the culture of the business to defer to the owner and whatever he or she says, to not think originally, to not challenge anything, really to be more dependent. And he said, one of the things that I realize is that every year, multiple times, I have to go away from my business. His comment really resonated with me. His comment was, he needs to get away from the business so that other people have room to shine. And that by him going away for 2 weeks or 4 weeks at a pop, multiple times throughout the year, actually makes his business stronger and more successful. And think about it. Think about your company. I know for me, I'm very typical to most business owners. I'm kind of a control person. I don't know about you, but I would be willing to play these odds all day long that if you're an entrepreneur, a business leader, that chances are you've had enough experiences where you felt, gosh, I handed off to do project X to somebody else. They didn't do a good enough job, fell back onto my plate. And so now I've learned if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. And oh my gosh, what expensive words. But when we recognize that in the business, a lot of times we've inadvertently, unintentionally, have trained not just the people, but the whole structure, the culture, and the systems of the company to defer to us as business owners. And I know for me that when I started taking a week here, a week there, a vacation, and later on started going and taking 2-3 week trips, and then 4 or 5 week trips, it forced the business to be better and stronger. It forced me as an owner to let go of more of the decision authority and to grow and groom the capability of key leaders inside the company. And it also gave other people permission to step up. And it's hard sometimes when you're right there, but when you're not there, that vacuum, if it's for a long enough period of time and done regularly, combined with you grooming and coaching your leaders, combined with you looking for reliances upon you and actively looking to mitigate those reliances on you, it can make an extraordinary difference. I'll give another example. So in our business coaching program, there's a business owner that we work with. His name is RC. Now, RC also happens to have a real estate investment company. He and his firm buy, rehab, and resell about 100 foreclosure and pre-foreclosure homes and distressed homes per year. So it's a wonderful business that provides great housing for people, very profitable for RC and for his wife, and a really great opportunity. But RC, like anybody else who's a business owner, has a certain tendencies. You know, he's very, very competent at what he does. We call this the curse of competency. Sometimes we're so good at what we do that we feel, whether it's rightfully or not, and often cases it is rightfully, it is accurate that we're better at it than other people. But here's the thing. If you've got 9 different responsibilities that all fall back to you, any one of which you might be better than the other team members on, but if you're trying to manage all 9, are you really going to be able to, with your attention spread that thin, do all 9 as well as 4 or 5 people who might have those responsibilities distributed to them? And that gets even worse or better, depending how you look at it, if you were willing to invest in those 4 or 5 people to help grow them and grow the systems that are happening there and give them some coaching with that part so that they can handle those to the best of their ability, you're going to find that, wow, several of those people are going to be better at their responsibilities than you could, even if it had all of your attention. Go back to RC's case. This past summer, he knew that he was going to be taking 7 weeks off away from his business to go spend time in Mexico and in other parts of vacation time with his family. So what does that force him to do? 4 months prior to that, he was working with his coach about this to put a game plan in place to say, well, what would have to be there? What informational needs does he have that he needs in reporting while he's gone, and what frequency? What functional responsibilities would his team have that he needs to groom and grow them for? Are there certain things that they need? For example, in his case, they needed certain criteria of when or when not to actually make a purchase of a new building or a new property. They needed to know information about how they could handle the repayment of the investor capital, what happens from a closing, and other things. He put together his list, and then over 4 months, he worked proactively to do that. Now, this is the second summer in a row that RC's done that. The first time he went away, he came back and found a lot of disarray. Things were maintained, but kind of messy. And there were things and behaviors that happened while he was gone that didn't fit what he wanted. So now he has a whole year to grow on that, to learn about that, to improve that. Then this past summer when he did it, it went exceptionally well. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. But his company was better for his parting of the way, for him stepping away to recognize that he cast a mighty big shadow. And when he came back, the sunlight that had hit the other team members, as they were now responsible for functional responsibilities and to run the show, it worked really well. He did create a lifeline wherein if certain specific things were to go on at a high enough dollar amount that they could reach him, knock on wood, it never happened. He was very happy about that. And he also created a timed check-in so that once every 2 weeks he would be available for a conference call with his key leaders. And they could save up things that were less time sensitive if they wanted to get answers or ideas for him about what he would want to do. And he got a chance to check in that way. But it left a lot of room. So here's my challenge for you. How could you use an intentional pattern of taking time away from the business to grow your business's independence from you, to use it to grow your other leaders in the company, to give them space and room? And how could you even, do a little bit more of that while you're even right there present? I find that one tough, Took a lot of decades of work to get better at that. But I'll tell you, when you leave the business and you do it with a lot of intention, and when you come back and you ask yourself, what worked well when you were gone? What were the victories you had? And what were the key lessons that you can learn? And how are you going to invest those lessons to consistently increase your company's independence from you? Then you find that over the course of 36 or 48 months, you can truly and radically increase your business's independence from you. And in doing so, make it more scalable, make it more sustainable, and quite frankly, make it a lot more enjoyable to own because it's not so heavy on your shoulders and that you've dispersed that responsibility onto your team, not just onto you. Hope these ideas help you grow your business and turn it into a business that you love owning again. Bye-bye.